Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us right here on Cutting Up Radio for the Morning Loop with the Morning Chicks. We are very honored to have you. And this morning, we're very honored to have my mother-in-law, Berta Lachey, joining us from Mississippi. And she is going to start off our show this morning with an amazing prayer. So here is Granna B.
Good morning, everybody. Let's just all go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just come to you in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for a new day, for a new opportunity. We thank you that you have us in your mighty right hand. And we remember Psalm 91, because he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So this morning we're resting in your shadow. We love you and we praise you and we give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a great way to start the morning. We're going to have to call Granny B every morning. She has the most amazing prayers. And I, too, am learning to pray more intensely, more directly, and more with the Holy Spirit. You know, so many of you listening out there are faced with trials and tribulations that only God can handle. So give it to the Lord, for sure, for sure. But I want to start off the show this morning. You know, there's so much devastation going on in our nation, and one being the fires on the West Coast. You know, they're from Colorado to Wyoming. I mean, it's just absolutely devastating to see just our beautiful nation, beautiful land, you know, God's land, under such devastation. And there's so many firefighters out there and so many emergency personnel. We want to, you know, say prayers for them this morning. Please take a moment and lift all of them up in your prayers and, you know, ask for protection. I know there's so many things out there that these firefighters are being faced with, and, you know, they don't have very long to react, you know, and we just pray for their strength to get through this. You know, it's really devastating for the families that have lost livestock, that have lost their homes, their personal belongings. You know, they have not mentioned lives. I know there was a few that that were lost, and but just know that God is in control, and we just pray for rain, no wind. You know, that's one thing that's been very devastating is the wind, and it's just, you know, it's one thing that it's just hard to talk about, you know, but we have so many friends and family in Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, you know, that are there, that are looking from their houses, the fire and smoke headed toward them, and they're trying to pack up things and be prepared. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to prepare yourself for natural disasters, because a fire can start at any moment, especially with it being so dry. I know here in Tennessee, we're under fire bans, as well as they've even cut water off to communities. That means they don't have water to come into the home. They're not restricting it. They have totally cut it off. It is very devastating around the nation. And bless the people's hearts in Florida. We're praying for the rain they're receiving, and they've received so much, and it is devastating. I know I read a story last night about a mother who was in the tornado this weekend that was found dead with her baby in her arms that was alive. So praise God for that precious baby and that mother that protected that little blessing. And, you know, to the families that have lost so much, you know, you just really can't say enough of you know, prayers for these people that are in the path of this disaster, no matter weather-related, fire-related, earthquakes everywhere. I mean, Texas has received more earthquakes this week in a long time, you know, and I know they're 3.0s and 4.0s and that type of thing, but they're growing, and that's a major concern as well. So, you know, take a moment and pray, and please prepare yourself, your family, your neighbors, your loved ones. Make sure that you check out planetnow.org and learn more about how you can prepare your family for natural disasters. And, you know, keep your family aware. You know, watch the news, stay on your cell phone, you know, check and find out what areas are affected at that moment, because the fires are moving fast and so many people are just unaware of how really close these fires are and how fast they are moving. So please take an opportunity to check your area. Now, on a lighter note, which I'm very honored, today is PTSD Awareness Day. And PTSD has been such an amazing part of my life, learning more about it and really becoming close to the people that suffer with it. And I am just really honored to know that a friend who has been listening to Cutting Up Radio for many months now has decided to step forward and be a part of a show here on Cutting Up Radio. And we have officially named the show The Stable. And Stable, I thought this was unique because Jules actually created this, and I'm so proud of her. I am just absolutely proud of her. She has overcome so much adversity, and this is her way of healing. And I am just so honored that Cutting Up Radio is able to provide this platform for her. And I'm just very honored that I get to share this with you guys, you know, and hopefully Jules is going to call in because, you know, I want her to explain a little bit about, you know, what's going to be talked about. And, you know, one thing that I loved about this was many of us associate PTSD with military, and it became more aware through military personnel that suffers from it. But I want you all to know that PTSD exists with anyone, and I mean anyone, that suffers with any type of head trauma, you know, any type of event, say these fires, you know, the natural disasters, you know, losing someone, the war, you know, being assaulted, having a car accident with a head injury. You know, PTSD exists in people like you and me. This is a human disorder, not a military disorder, and I think we were brought aware of this through Jules, and she's such a blessing to us. And now we get to share that blessing with you guys. And so starting next Thursday, we will be having The Stable on Cutting Up Radio. We were hoping to have it this Thursday, but we're going to be doing some really neat things with the show, and so we're not going to rush things. So we're going to start next Thursday evening at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Cutting Up Radio, and it's called The Stable, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But The Stable means, the S in stable means sharing, the T means thoughts, the A means and, B means beliefs too, L means level PTSD, and E means effects. So sharing thoughts and beliefs to level PTSD effects. How amazing is that? And you know, it's where you can come to find comfort in knowing you are not alone on your healing journey. And like Jules says, we'll help you get back in the saddle. And I think that's amazing. And Jules, hats off to you, girl. That is amazing that you came up with that and that the Lord directed you in that path. And then we're just very honored that you're going to be sharing that here on Cutting Up Radio. So hats off to you, sweetie. And if you want to call in, please do. If you want to wait and share all the details next Thursday, whatever you'd like to do, that'd be. We're just really excited, and we can't wait to share more with our listeners. So thank you, Jules, so much, and make sure you tune in next Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Time for the new show called The Stable. Now, I believe Ms. Jules may be on the phone. Hi, Ms. Jules.
Hello.
How are you? Are we going to keep your name, Jules, as your radio ID?
Oh, I don't know.
I love that. Because you really are a jewel to us.
Oh, stop already. Stop it. Stop. Well, first of all, just thanks for the opportunity. And, you know, I'm extremely nervous about it, but I'm so excited that, you know, this will be a venue to help other people, and that's what, you know, drives me, and yes, will certainly be a part of it, and, you know, that's what I'm holding on to. So with your help and God's help, and with Dr. Mary will be a part of our show, her help, and I think it's going to be amazing. So, yeah.
I know. Well, we are so proud of you. You know, we are all faced with adversities. And having PTSD, one of those things are, you know, talking and really being able to be out there and heard. And you have overcame that. And that is so amazing. I mean, you have experienced such amazing, I don't even know, transformation, I guess would be a good word for that, because it's
That's
like
awesome.
You started here, and now you're here, and now you're going to have your own show, and we're so excited to be a part of it. And I'm just so proud of you.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I'm, like, incredibly just blessed and so super stoked that it's very overwhelming. And you're right. I mean, having a voice with kind of struggling through PTSD is very one of my strongest challenges. And there's definitely going to be times, like even now, where I would prefer not to be talking. But,
right.
You know, if somebody else is listening and going, you know, I deal with that too, and I feel that way as well, the biggest thing that, you know, our show is going to be letting people know is that you're not alone in this. It's scary enough to kind of not understand
mm-hmm.
what happens and what you're feeling, but knowing that other people feel the same things that you're feeling or experience the same symptoms or, you know, fears, to me, that is what pulls me through every day. Just having that support and people there to say, you know, it's okay, or the encouragement. And that's, you know, what kind of led me to Cutting Up Radio, is that everyone here, it's not just listening to music or talking country or, you know, the Western lifestyle. It's encouraging people. It's supporting people. It's inspirational. There's just so many things more that Cutting Up Radio is about, and I'm just privileged and honored to be a part of it with you. So, yeah.
Well, we're very excited. You know, and today is a very special day because today is PTSD Awareness Day. What would you want people to know that are listening today of why this day is so very important to you as a person that suffers with PTSD?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the understanding of how it affects so many different people. I think that when most people do hear PTSD, the automatic response is to think military, and then people do gravitate towards that and then think, oh no, because of the oftentimes it's such a negative label, you know, that soldier had PTSD and therefore he may have committed suicide or may have done something wrong, and it's just so dark. And so for me, as I'm not in the military, and yes, I do have it, the awareness for others to know that it's something that, yes, is devastating, and yes, there's a lot involved, but just knowing that people are quote-unquote normal. You know, it can be your mailman that has PTSD. It could be a teenager that went through some trauma that has PTSD. Mm-hmm. And obviously a lot of it is military, because there's so much going on that you witness and see and causes that. And I can't speak on all the clinical side of that, but to know that there is an awareness out there now for people to understand it, it's just kind of, for me, comforting to know that I would like to break down that label. I am not a big fan of labels anyways. So having the awareness brought out understand, be aware, expanding your knowledge of who it affects, how it affects, and the different avenues of help that's out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what the show is going to be able to bring to people, both those who may suffer, those that are family and wondering and wanting to help and not knowing what they can do,
mm-hmm.
and the different areas that you can get help. You know, we had talked a little bit about, you know, one type of help might not be right for another person. The fit has to be there or it's not going to work. I know that a lot of the military may feel more comfortable, you know, going to the VA or, you know, the military base. There's going to be people that would rather be faith-based. I'm very into the animals, horses, and just the comfort of that. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot,
yeah.
Christina. So.
I mean, it's really awesome, and I want people to know that each show will have a topic, you know, and we will be discussing certain things, so you know straightforward, do you want to listen? Because I know that that's one thing that you guys, some of you guys fear of hearing anything about it because it just draws too much reality to your situation. And, you know, I've talked to so many soldiers as well that really have issues with that. You know, it's just really hard to listen to someone when you know they're right because you really don't want to accept the fact that you have it. You know what I mean? You really are trying to fight through it so you can just, like, it'll go away, and it doesn't. And unfortunately, listen to me, my tongue's getting twisted. Unfortunately, so many of those that are listening that may be suffering with this do not want to react to it or, you know, be accountable for even, you know, claiming that they have it because they feel like they're stronger than this, you know. And we just want people to have an outlet. You don't have to call in. You don't have to say your name. You don't have to do anything. You can just call in and talk if you'd like, or you can just listen. And hopefully each show will inspire you more and more like it has Jules. I mean, Jules is a perfect example, you know. Jules would not talk to us for months. Honestly, it was, how many months was it, Jules? Honestly, it was a long time, you know.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, you kept listening, you kept being inspired, and you finally realized that you're not a label to us, you're human. And I think that's so important for everyone to know, no matter what you're faced with, whether you're faced with, you know, any other type of disorder, whether it be bipolar, you know, just different things. You know, I mean, you can't accept it. You can't accept it like that. You know, you really need to learn to understand yourself and understand this, you know, PTSD, because if you don't have clear understanding, then you focus on other things. And, you know, I think that, you know, God's in control, and healing is one of the things that we all need. We all have broken hearts. We all, you know, we all need healing somewhere in our lives. And that's what this show is all about, is to, you know, be able to inspire each and every one of you. So, Jules, we're excited. We are so excited. And Mary sent me an email last night, and I'm really excited about speaking with her and you. And really moving forward and making this an extra, you know, an amazing platform to share a message. And you guys have an amazing message to share, and I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Well, it wouldn't be happening without you. So, you know, it's just it's amazing to just even believe that it's happening and to know, you know, my voice. And when I struggle,
mm-hmm.
and just like, you know, for so long it was hard to talk. And, yeah, there's times when I even get quiet. But fighting through that because you know your story or what you're going through is going to help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pushes me to do it, because I know that if I was sitting alone and hearing and listening and trying to understand and overcome, that there's another one out there, there's another two out there, there's, handfuls and hundreds and thousands of people that are feeling the same way and are afraid to call in or are afraid to really dive into what it is that they're overcoming. And like you said, whether it's PTSD or, you know, diabetes or, you know, anything that is just when you get that label, you kind of fall back, or if you're not understanding, you want to just kind of curl up and hope it goes away, and it's not going to. So, you know, rather than curl up, kind of just unfold and start to look out the window, look at the sky, and see that, you know, that black and white is going to turn into colors, and it's a new day, the sun shines, and you're not alone. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know I'll probably say that so many times, people will get sick of hearing it, but not being alone is the biggest hurdle that I experience. So, you know, it's just mm-hmm. really, really cool to have the show and to be a part of Cutting Up Radio and to reach out to those that are feeling the same way. So I'm just so incredibly grateful to you. So,
well, all yeah. glory be given to the Lord, because, you know, we're all led to do things in an extraordinary way. And, you know, God has placed you in our lives, and we never knew the purpose, did we? You know, we all just, we're very grateful for friendship, and the Lord has led us to bigger and better things, and there's more greater things to look ahead, you know, and we're just very honored to have the opportunity to be a part of this, because, you know, as you all know, you know, this really touched my heart in an amazing way, and, you know, your story, one of those that, you know, really gave me more awareness to know that this is just not a military disorder, you know. I mean, that's where we learned a lot about it. You know, like I said, knowing that our soldiers are coming back with it and are suffering with it, I think it became more of a headline that direction. Now you hear more about how humans are just really suffering with it, you know, and it's not just about yeah. the military. And I think it's people like you that continue to bring that awareness, and we're very, very grateful. So thank you so much, and we can't wait for the show next week.
Yeah, and you know? Well, I'll be talking to you, I think, today, later, right?
Yeah, right. I believe so.
So, are you flying solo today?
I am. No, I'm not. Actually, Ann just called in. I think she might be on the line. Ann, are you still there with us?
I'm here.
Okay.
Aw.
Hi, Miss Jules.
I was flying solo for a moment. My partner's late.
For a moment, I was taking care of something at home.
But, Miss Jules, it's amazing. We're excited. And, you know, this is just going to be an amazing transformation, and everybody's going to get to be a part of it. And it's all about helping one another. So we're grateful that you're a part of that. You're a part of us.
Yeah, I am too. And yep, excited. The stable next week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sign off so you and Ann can take over.
You're so funny. Well, you have a great day, and I will be talking to you and Mary this afternoon.
Okay. Love you.
All right, hon.
Bye.
Love you too, sweetie. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hen. And that was Ms. Jules. Make sure you mark it on your calendar to join us next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Time, for The Stable. It's going to be an amazing show concerning PTSD. And like I said, the topics are going to be amazing as well. You know, it's really going to be topics that interest you guys. And really, each show will inspire you to help your community, and that's so important. You know, community building is an amazing part of our show. That's what we thrive for, is to share that with you so you guys can be involved in your community and help one another. That's what it's all about. That's our purpose, and that's the reason we do what we do. So, Miss Ann?
Hey, Miss Christine. She's going to be just perfect for that show.
Oh, my gosh.
Miss Jules is just like the perfect person to host that show.
Yeah, and you know, what's really amazing is, you know, having someone that is experiencing the challenges and has overcome the adversities that PTSD brings, what a better person to get up and really talk about it that knows about it. You know, You and I sit here and talk because we want to promote it and we want to learn more. I mean, we're all about learning. And I have learned so much through Jules, and I know she is going to bring so much to the table by having Miss Mary with us, by having, you know, Miss Mary is an experienced person that has, you know, that knows, that has amazing knowledge about this, that will truly change lives. And that's what the show is all about. And I hope that you all enjoy it because it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's next Thursday, not tomorrow. We were hoping to do tomorrow, but it's kind of rushed, you know. So
yeah,
we're going to do it for sure next Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Time right here on Cutting Up Radio. So, but, you know, there's been, I wanted to mention that Stace Smith had mentioned that the PRCA offices
yes,
have been evacuated. And so officially they have been evacuated from Colorado Springs. So not sure what that will mean for the rodeos that are currently taking entries or the rodeos this weekend, but everyone just say a prayer for the families and homes that are affected in this emergency. And there's so many livestock that are being lost. I know that one of our friends here on Cutting Up Radio, Michael Lindsay, had mentioned that he is there and he is moving livestock, and he said, you know, it's devastating. There's so many horses that have found greener pastures and because they just couldn't be reached, and it's just really sad. It's devastating, and I wish I was closer and was able to be a part of, you know, the roundup and really helping and saving lives. But like I said, we appreciate people like Michael who are over there and providing and supplying trucks and horse trailers. I know that they have some trailers with living quarters that they are allowing families to basically move into, you know, to help out. And, you know, every little bit counts, guys, you know, and I think it's so important. And is your lawnmower guy there today?
My lawnmower guy is here today. Yeah, there's a note up that IT is actually pulling the backup servers at the PRCA headquarters to take them with them. So, and I actually have a call in. Actually, have a call into a friend of mine who's actually in Colorado Springs, and he's supposed to be calling me back this morning to let me get me an update. What else is going on too? So, because he lives right over there by PRCA headquarters, so I'm assuming he is probably on his way to evacuating as well.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, hats off to everyone because I know a lot of our rodeo athletes are traveling in these states as well, you know, and just be very, very cautious and aware. You know, I think that you have to plan and you have to protect those that you love. So please, you know, please take a moment and pray for those that are affected by these natural disasters. And, I mean, there are a lot of natural disasters going on in our nation. Not only do we have fires, we have earthquakes, we have floods, you know, there's so many things out there. And I was just telling our listeners a few minutes ago that here in Tennessee, we're about 11 inches behind on rain, and there are some of our communities that have totally shut water off. I mean, they didn't restrict it, honey, and they're not limiting you to a certain amount of water. They have totally cut it off. Because it is the water supply is so low. And so there's so many communities around here that, I mean, water is just disappearing, you know. And it's time to prepare. If you're at the store today, make sure you pick up some water, you know, because you may need to help one of your neighbors as well. So anyway.
Here's a update I'm looking at right now that I just got. Flying W Ranch, which is a tourist attraction at Pikes Peak. I don't know if you've ever been there. I've actually been there.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just there 2 years ago. They said it has been destroyed by this fire.
Wow.
Yeah, they said that it is gone now. Good night. This is just incredibly horrible. It's in Waldo now. They've evacuated Waldo as well, so...
Yeah, I know. That's where I know that is where our friend Michael Lindsay is moving horses and livestock out of that area. He's been up all night doing it, and he said the smoke has just taken over. He can't move any more out of that area, and it's devastating. So much livestock is being lost. The fires are moving so rapidly because of the wind and the dryness. And, you know, it's just amazing to see the pictures on TV or on the internet at communities on fire. You know, this is not just an acre. This is 33,000 acres plus.
Yeah, they're,
you know,
they're showing here now the mandatory evacuations, all areas north of Garden of the Gods Road, between Interstate 25 and Western City Limits, Holland Park neighborhood, west of Centennial Boulevard, between Fillmore and Garden of the Gods, north and south sides of US 24 in Waldo Canyon, Douglas Valley and Pine Valley housing areas on the Air Force Academy, Cedar Heights, Rampart Range Road, Kissing Camel. It's crazy. I was just over there visiting friends 2 years ago, and I mean, I know all of this area. They're showing pre-evacuation areas. Right,
can you post that on our Facebook page for our Cutting Up Radio listeners?
Yeah,
you
want me to just post the link? Because it's got emergency notifications and all of that.
Yeah, that's perfect.
This was actually just updated. This was yesterday's update. So it's not a current, this was yesterday's update, so they don't have it updated currently, but this was a yesterday update. So want me to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. And also, Jules was mentioning, you may want to put this link up as well. KKTV.com gives a great perspective on the fires as well. So you may want to post that link as well up on our Facebook page. We just want to get the message out to everyone and be aware, and you know, prepare your family, you know. I mean, I think it's very important. And our friends at planetnow.org allows you information on how you can start preparing. You know, you never know when someone's going to drive by the front of your home and drop a cigarette. And it's so dry that it doesn't take much to start a fire. And so those of you that smoke, flick your Bic in an ashtray, okay? Don't be throwing it out the window. You know, it's devastating. And I think we all need to be accountable. And so if you do smoke, stop smoking.
Here we go.
Anyway, make sure you visit planetnow.org and click at the right top right-hand corner of the page and begin creating your family's emergency plan. No matter if it's a tornado, or a fire, a flood, an earthquake, whatever the emergency may be, a natural disaster can be very devastating. And if you are not prepared, it can be more devastating. So make sure you take a moment and visit.
What was the other link, girl?
I'm sorry?
What was the other link?
From Jules?
Yes.
It's called kktv.com.
All right.
So, again, make sure you check out planetnow.org. That's planitnow.org. And today is the day. You know, today is the day you need to start planning your family's emergency plan. It's important. It will change lives. You know, and like Morgan Freeman says, we at Planet Now, along with the Family Support Program, thank you for visiting their site and preparing your emergency plan. Please check back for updates on this project because, you know, it's important and you must do it, you know. You must do it. It'll save lives and very important. So make sure that you begin today preparing for your emergency plan for your family, okay? Can't say enough about Planet Now. Those guys are amazing and, you know, they really are helping families prepare, and that's all we need sometimes is direction, isn't it? You know, direction. And they provide all the forms and everything you need. So check it out. We love our friends over at Planet Now. Now, there was a couple of different things I wanted to remind you of. You know, there's so much we want to talk about, and we only have a limited time, but so many of you guys respond. We love our Cutting Up Radio friends. Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you how amazing and awesome you guys are? You know, one thing, I really honestly didn't want to post the story last night. I really kind of prayed about it over and over. But I thought, right now, a dear friend to many of us, okay, and one that you may be a fan of, a pro bull rider who was charged with shooting a hitchhiker. For those of you that don't know, McKinnon Wimberly was arrested for aggravated assault. And, you know, you have to put in perspective here. Okay, you are at a truck stop, okay, and grant you, this is what the report is saying, okay? No truth to this, but this is what the report is saying, okay? excuse me. McKinnon and his father were approached by a hitchhiker, okay? And for whatever reason, the guy would not get out of the truck or would not get away from the truck. I'm not sure, okay? And I don't want to make any type of accusation. But this is the deal. If you are going to try to attack my father, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you away from him, okay? And I want people to know that from reading the story, that had McKinnon wanted to kill this person, he would have aimed higher. He actually aimed at his leg. So he had absolutely no intent to kill. You know, he just had intent to protect. And I think, you know, before you're judgmental on this, you really got to put yourself in the middle of it. You know, you really got to put yourself in that moment. What would you do? You know, it's kind of crazy because many of our Cutting Up Radio listeners were like, oh, my gosh, he's lucky to be alive, because if it had been me, it would have been a different story. You know, I think we can all relate to that in a way, because we all know that we will do whatever it takes to protect the ones we love. And, you know, I think that this is just one of those stories. And, you know, right now there doesn't need to be any additional thoughts or comments on this. There needs to be prayer, because we know that God is in control. And, you know, McKinnon needs prayer. This has got to be devastating for him to have to be in a moment like that, to where he had to make that decision. And he saved his dad's life. You know, how amazing is that? So, you know, our hearts go out to McKinnon and his family right now. So if you could take a moment to say a prayer for McKinnon. You guys are, this is a natural day of prayer. You know, it's, honestly, every day we need to pray. You know, it's so important. And no matter what, people you know or may not know are going through so much adversity. And just take a moment to pray, because, you know, it really does make a difference. So
I would almost lay odds that those charges get dropped.
Yeah. Well, it's Texas. I don't think so.
I would almost lay odds, because, you know, we all know that there's going to be some underlying circumstances with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Texas is very harsh when it comes to things like that. You know, I mean, that is the ultimate thing, you know. But you just never know, you know. And again, you need to be very cautious of picking up people and being, you know, walking to your vehicle in a parking lot. You know, you need to be cautious. I think people cannot be too cautious. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes, I mean, like right now we have a rapist on the loose. You know, and you just never can be, you know, too protective. I mean, you've really got to take a certain, you know, whatever you have to do to protect yourself and your family. So precaution is key, you know, and being aware of your surroundings. And if you see something different, don't hesitate to call a police officer, you know. They're there serving a purpose and protecting, and that's what they're all about, serve and protect. So don't hesitate if there's something that doesn't look right, or there's a person pulling up to your door and you don't know who they are. You know, as I teach my children, do not answer it. You know, do not answer it, and always have a phone near you. And, you know, it's very sad that the world has come to this. But, you know, growing up, I don't ever remember having to worry about this kind of stuff. My mom and dad were so good about hiding things, I guess, because, you know, you know, things that we were never faced with. I don't guess, you know, being young, but you just never know. never know. But, hey, guys, stay up to date. We'll be keeping you up to date on our Facebook page and also on our website. And I wanted to let you guys know that I'm not going to be updating our website as much because we're moving to a new website. And so I'm inputting things into the new website now and hopefully getting it to go live in July. So just wanted to guys to let you know I am posting them both, you know, and I have the guys and the girls helping post too as well. But we're really excited about getting the new site up, the new shows up, the, you know, all this exciting things that are happening with Cutting Up Radio, new investors, which we will be discussing that later later on as well. Just, you know, I can't tell you that how amazing you all are and how amazing that opportunities have become available and how Cutting Up Radio is growing in magnitude. And we're so amazed at God's work. And, you know, anything is possible with through him, and we are truly excited about that and the opportunities ahead. So, again, you know, that's one of the key things is never give up, never give in, and always stay focused on your purpose because you can never fail when you have an amazing purpose like we do. And that's helping one another and helping communities grow. So, you know, I wanted to mention one thing. I try to, you know, we started the show off with an amazing prayer by my mother-in-law from Mississippi, and we were very grateful for that. And I think every day we need to start off with prayer. I do at home, my personal life, and we should on our radio show. So that's going to be, you know, one of the things that we add to our shows as well. Prayer is so important, and, you know, I think all of us can relate to that one way or the other. So that's going to be an amazing addition each day for each and every one of you. And, you know, Cutting Up Radio is the Lifestyles of the West connection. You know, I mean, we're not leaving all of that, okay? We just know what the Lord is leading us to. And it's one of those things where you grow, and it's not just about rodeo. It's not just about bull riding. It's about life, and I think we can all relate to life, you know. And through rodeo and through, you know, bull riding and through the Western lifestyle sports, which cutting horses, you know, different things, I have been inspired, and I have been driven to make a difference in this industry and in this world, you know, and I think all of us need to and all of us have the opportunity to. And so, you know, we're adding new things, great things to our shows, and I think you are all going to be really excited about it. So, you know, we're excited that you're excited, and we're excited that you're supporting us, because if your support was not there, then, you know, it'd be difficult for us to be successful, and we have been so successful in everything. And it's all given, you know, give the glory to the Lord because he's the one that's made it happen, and we're very grateful. But I just got a message from the PRCA National Headquarters. The PRCA National Headquarters, located in Colorado Springs, is currently closed due to the mandatory evacuations created by the fires. At this time, PROCOM is closed. We are making arrangements to support the membership remotely. We will provide additional information on this site and member self-services at prorodeo.org, or as we receive updates. So thanks to the PRCA for giving that details out to us. You know, that's one way. What will we do without email? You know, have you ever, I mean, it's a great way to bring awareness. It's you know, being able to contact people immediately through email is amazing. Can you imagine trying to get a message out without social service sites and in an emergency? Is that amazing?
Anymore, it's, you know, it's funny. You look back 20 years, and it's just like, good night.
I know. But we can be grateful for it, can't we?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny. It's so funny. My dad's been an IT guy for as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny, you know, he writes all these fancy schmancy programs, and, you know, he can make machines work just by typing some stuff into a computer. And I convinced he and my mom to get the internet. Mm-hmm. And so they get the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how to log on to the internet. So, of course, you know, my Sydney, she teaches my dad how to log into the internet when she's like six. And my dad, it just drives him nuts.
I can't imagine not knowing, you know, how to use it and having to learn because it is technical.
How to log into the internet. I'm like, seriously? But it's you know, and the more I think about it, the more I laugh, but I kind of feel bad for him because it's, you know, my dad's still stuck in the thing of they went on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they mom and dad bought a new car and they go on a trip and they're stuck in the age of maps.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like calling going, you know, they're stopping at places asking directions, and people are looking at them like they're crazy. know, but you don't really find maps anymore. You might find an atlas or something in a truck stop, but it's so funny. And so I was like, here, Dad, take my GPS. He threw my GPS in the back seat and broke it. He's like, I don't even know how to use this stupid thing. I'm like, Dad, it tells you how to do it.
It talks to you. I know, but you know what? Even the GPS gets you, you know, gets you lost. I'm serious. I ended up in, a Leaper's Fork. I was trying to go the back roads to learn a new way around our area because I hate the traffic on 65. And so I'm trying to find all, and I end up in Leaper's Fork. It was the most beautiful travels to be lost. But I'm just saying, you know, that GPS is not right. You know, because
yeah,
it doesn't know the shortcuts.
GPS,
it only knows the main roads and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, but you gotta update the GPS.
I do, honey. I have a new iPhone. I just purchased. It ain't even a month old, and it is updated. It is updated.
It's just so funny. It's just so funny because I tell my dad, I'm like, I don't even understand how you function. You know, and I just can't even. It's like anymore, I couldn't even read a map to save my life if I had to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't do anything without my GPS. I just can't. And
right.
I just can't help but to laugh, but I feel bad for him at the same time. But technology anymore, it's crazy.
Right.
It's just crazy. You know, my grandson, my baby grandson was three yesterday. So, Grandma, happy birthday to Monkey. Happy birthday. I posted on Facebook. I posted the cutest. I don't know if you got to see it yesterday, but I posted the funniest little picture of him getting his little birthday cake on Sunday. But like even for him, they have little computers out for him now, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
He's three, and I'm supposed to spend $70 on a little computer for him. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But I mean, that's the way we never had stuff like that. You know, with chalk and Etch-a-Sketch.
Well,
you know?
And you know, it's one of those things, even though technology is so important, get your children to write letters. I know Granny B's been here for almost 2 weeks from Mississippi, and she's like, you know, get the kids to write me, because I don't get on the computer much, and, you know, because usually what we do is we use, Skype, and so we can see each other and talk and stuff like that. But, you know, to be able to keep those memories in writing is amazing. And so we're adding that to our curriculum for the kids because I think children nowadays, most schools are going to computerized systems, period. There's no more pens or paper, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty devastating because pretty soon they're going to say, oh, our kids can't read or write. I mean, or write, you know, or do anything because they're so dominant with computers. And I really think that they need to keep, you know, writing key because, you know, as we all know how important that is.
I got an email from the school yesterday, you know, because Sydney's in choir and band and all that other stuff, and you know, she's in that G-squared program. I got an email from the school yesterday telling me that I got to come sign paperwork. Sydney gets a laptop. They're giving my kid a laptop for high school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have to put a deposit down on it?
No.
Really?
No. She gets it, and she gets to keep it for the whole time she's in high school.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, she gets it for the whole time she's in high school. It's part of the G-Squared program. But I thought to myself, holy cow, you know. Really?
And you probably have to meet qualifications for that, huh, as far as being a part of that program?
Yeah, she got, Sydney's in a G-squared program. The G-squared program is pretty neat. Sydney has a really high IQ, and she's got attention deficit disorder. So her in a quote-unquote normal classroom setting, she doesn't function as well. Now, she goes to regular classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has the regular, you know, literature classes and math classes and stuff.
Right.
And then in the G-squared program, she does hands-on things. So, like, she may go to the G-squared math program, and they do, like, an activity. So, like, for example, last year in G-squared, one of their projects was a geometry project.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they did stuff and they related it to recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So she had a wooden cutout of an elephant. And, I mean, that's pretty good size. And she had to configure what the size of this elephant was compared to a regular size elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to configure how many plastic bags for each size, you know, like the grocery bags.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had to glue the plastic bags onto this wooden deal and then write a report about it. And then they do these things down at the Center for Nonprofits where the kids have to dress up. They have to prepare a project in a PowerPoint, and then it's open to the public, and the public comes, and they have to give a presentation for a two-hour, you know, it's a two-hour thing. So people come to their station, and they have to give a presentation. So each time somebody comes, they have to tell what their presentation stands for.
Awesome.
So it teaches them skills for public speaking, and mm-hmm. it teaches them a variety of different skills.
Well, that's awesome to learn because, you know, we always wonder, you know, where the tax dollars are going and how they're helping our children and that type of thing, you know, and I think that's so important, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, Sydney balked and I don't, you know, I don't like it. I don't want to do it, blah, 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 blah. It was unbelievable at the end of it how it related to so many of the other classes that she took in the quote-unquote classroom setting.
Mm-hmm.
And how much she learned from that.
Right.
You know, and I think it's a great program, and they only pick 20 students a year to be in that program.
Right.
So, you know, and once she's in it, they go into it at middle school, and then they can go into it in high school. If they're in it in middle school, they go into it in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty neat. But I like the program. I think it's really good. And they get a lot of really good one-on-one work with the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps a lot. There's been some controversy about it because, you know, businesses around here and stuff they'll give more money to the G-squared program, you know, for like one of the charitable trusts here this year gave laptops to the kids, brand new laptops to the G-squared kids. So,
that's
of course,
awesome.
Everybody goes, well, the other kids don't get them. Well, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know. But it's an amazing program, and I love it, and... You know, I like that she's in a program where it's not just okay. Well, you don't get it, but we're gonna let you go on anyway. She's actually getting some structured stuff, and she's getting something out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Hey, I just posted a picture on Facebook that was shared on Twitter of the horses being evacuated in Colorado. You can see they just look worn out, and they're, you know, it's very devastating to see that. Oh, my goodness. My heart just goes out to those that are.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just sad. I mean, the reality of all that is just overwhelming, you know, and you know, you wish you could do more, you know. But,
yeah,
wow.
I'll be anxious to talk to my friend Scott when I hear back from him today. It's kind of unnerving not hearing from him yet. You know, I talked to him last week and I said, hey, you know, how's it going? How are things? I'm actually going to check his Facebook page. How are things going? And he says, oh, we're good. You know, just a lot of smoke and dingy junk.
You know, and that's not good either for, you know, the those that suffer with allergies and asthma and stuff. You know, smoke can clog up your lungs immediately. It's devastating. So, you know, hats go off to everyone that's, you know, helping out there and servicemen.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, our servicemen and women are also out there. I know there's been a lot of different forts and stuff that have been evacuated and stuff, but everyone is just really coming together, the communities and everything. I mean, the pictures and the heroic efforts are just really show the spirit of the United States and how communities are coming together. So, anyway.
Yeah, he hasn't posted since Monday, and his Monday post said that they were evacuating Manitou Springs, and I actually...
Are you talking about Mike Donnell?
No, my friend Scott.
Oh, okay, because I know Mike Donnell had posted something on Cutting Up Radio this morning, and so...
Yeah, Mike's over in Pueblo.
Yeah,
Mike's over in Pueblo. Yeah, no, Scott is right in the heart of Colorado Springs. And Manitou, he said, was evacuated Sunday. I have a friend of mine from high school. She lives in Manitou, and she had said that they were evacuating Sunday night and Monday morning.
Yeah.
But Scott hasn't posted, so I'll have to check with him and give an update later today when I talk to him.
All right. Well, it's about 9 o'clock, and we are going to be ending our show this morning. Make sure that you join us next Tuesday. We're going to be back on our little shows and stuff next Tuesday. We will be on. So y'all have a great evening. Thank you so much. Good morning, I mean. Have a great morning. Have a great morning and have a great day. Thanks, Ann, for joining us this morning.
Absolutely, girl.
All right, hon.
Okay, girl, get a hold of me later today.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye.